Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, and here I am in the countryside, sort of, and it's almost Midsummer's Day, so I do so love the summer, just celebrating it, and walking through this lush verdure. You see how rich the plant life is now, and when the wood resounds with birdsong and the air is thick with the scents of summer. Not quite meadow sweet here, but we had some of that cotton-like fluff, cow parsley, although bizarrely it's not yet Midsummer's Day, and some of the leaves have already begun to fall. Why are they shedding their trees? Why are the leaves shedding their the trees shedding their leaves so soon? I think it's perhaps because it was an incredibly rainy year, and they say this summer is going to have 50 days of rain, which is possibly why the plants are so high. They've just leapt up. Spring always comes upon me so suddenly. And one day in February, I noticed that the birds are singing, you know, and then the snowdrops are out. And then the leaves seem to have no trees. And then I wake up the next morning, it's like they have full canopies. I don't notice them building up gradually. But anyway, it's a feast for the senses, not least the olfactory sense. So I adore it in the British Isles in the summer. So I like to be in Ireland or Great Britain this time of year. Go overseas in the winter, so I'm a migratory bird in that sense. What else? I really don't know much about botany, so I can't name the plants. There's some of that sticky willow thing that used to stick to my clothes, and the bluebells are out in force. There were swarms of daisies across this mead not long ago. They appear to disappear. It's an early thing. Of course, the daffodils are there in April. I remember when I was at prep school, running down the drive, kicking them all over. And look, thistles. You don't see those in South Britain very much. Where's this thistle? The purple-headed thistle. As the symbol of North Britain, as in the Battle of Largs in, when was it? 11-something. When the Norwegians landed and a Norwegian soldier attempted to creep up upon the Scots at night. Of course, a lot of people were barefoot in those days. And this discalced Norwegian warrior, he trod on a thistle and he yowled in pain, which alerted the hardy Scots, and they awoke, because a Scotsman, being so tough, would not have cried out in pain had he walked on a sharp object. That's the idea. So that's what saved the day for them, the thistle. That's one of their national emblems. But I remember a South Briton contemptuously saying, oh, their symbol is a weed. And look at this, how dark it is here deep in this dell, but partly because, you know, all the plants are absorbing the light. So what else can I say to celebrate summer? I've seen a lot of bunnies out because they're born this time of year. There was lambing earlier on because the lambs tend to be born in April, because when I was little I would go to the Middle East for my Easter holidays and return to Caledonia, and I see all the lambs have been born and things like that, and the place was just abounding with life. So you see, it's just the perfect shade of green. And then there's a cerulean sky above us. How about that? Scarcely a speck of cloud sailing it, which is highly unusual in this country. So finally, something like a real summer, because it's been very cloudy, so many overcast days. So fairly high pressure. You can see the leaves are somewhat a tremble, because there's still a breath of wind. But it looks like we're not owed an anticyclone. I remember a couple of years ago when the thermometer hit 40 degrees Celsius, and that was unprecedented in the British Isles. What was this? This is that sticky willow thing I was talking about. I don't know the proper name of it, but a bit of an ignoramus when it comes to plant life. It's almost impassable in there. And you know, you see the petals are out. I do like having a good sniff of all these of all the things like that. And so it's just pleasant to be outside, feeling the air against my skin, which is quite unusual in this country, because so often you have to wrap up and expose the minimum possible amount of skin. Humidity is very high. So not too high at the moment, but they say we're owed 50 days of rain over the next 90, which is horrific. But what does that mean? I mean, one drop of rain, does that count as a day of rain? I'll take that. Or is it gonna be torrential downpour all day long, flooding? But bizarrely, flooding in a way is even more probable in the winter than the summer, though yes, it doesn't rain that much. But because the ground is so dried out and hardened, it's not there to absorb the rain so much. It's almost as though the ground gets a little bit used to it from October to March. And then, you know, April showers they always talk about. I wonder that's why T.S. Eliot wrote, April is the cruelest month, because you think that it's summer and it's not. And then cricket is the summer sport, in Ireland and Great Britain, and so people try playing cricket, but these boys, and indeed girls, they have to wear jumpers with summer sport because it's still so chilly in April, but quite often rained off. They say that the Honourable Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill, when he was at Harrow School, he had to write a report on a cricket match and found it so tedious he simply said it was rained off and he drew a few puddles. I wonder whether he got six of the best for that one. He was no great shakes at cricket. Well, man after my own heart. And then you can see the green sward behind me. Okay, so it's just an ideal day to be out, and the sun doesn't go to bed till almost 10:30. So celebrating the summer solstice very soon. Not that I'm a pagan. And then people will be going to what's it called, Stonehenge soon. You know, all those neo-pagans and druids to celebrate it. But I heard how Just Stop Oil, some of them, they were there and they were spray painting orange stuff on the ancient standing stones to protest against people burning hydrocarbons. I mean, I suppose it drew attention to their cause, but I don't see what the stones have got to do with it. And we'll just have annoyed a lot of people by desecrating this ancient monument. It can probably be wiped off. Now, one of the few bad things about the summer is Wimbledon. I mean, okay, I just don't watch it, but I do find it so tedious. Obviously not my sport, but eyeing up those athletic female bodies is, I suppose, perhaps compensation for it, you know, being plastered all over the telly and the newspapers. You know, I've got two left hands, so it's never been my bag. Anyway, how about that? Because when they're bare, it's rather dispiriting in the summer. In the winter. But we sometimes have an Indian summer going on well into September. I don't know if they say that anywhere else in the world. Why is it Indian summer? Because, I mean, is it still summer in India in September? I mean, it's warm there a lot. And how about that? Oh, my, that's almost odourless. A bit of a pity. But you see what I'm talking about. These very dense bushes and all that undergrowth, some of it is practically impassable. Okay, they have left a few gaps. And look, as if somebody was going to make a fire there, you see they gathered some kindling, so ready to light it up like tinder. It had made me think about Tinder, like the dating app, as in the idea you get a spark and then it gets burning like that. So that is what it's all about. Trouble is, all these thorn things, they sprout, so you can't go close. Sometimes I used to tear my winter jacket on these thorn bushes, so I have to be a little bit careful. And then the stinging nettles spring up. I learned in German they're called burning nettles. So they're a bit of a hazard when I was a child running around with shorts all the time. And it's good. I often think, when is the first day I got to wear shorts? I think it was one day in late May I was able to. I've only worn them about five times this year. I'm wearing them now, so watch out. Because, yeah, it's just good to be able to feel the air against my skin and not have to be wrapped up too tight and wear light shoes, not have to wear two pairs of socks or thick boots. In the winter, I do get fed up of having to wear heavy footwear for a long time. That foot gear is just a bit tiring, wears me down. Okay, so that's it from this beauteous spot in South Britain. What do you think about the summer? What do you like about it? I mean, some people like barbecues. I don't dislike them, or picnics. I remember Christopher Hitchens said those were some of the most overrated things in life, were picnics, champagne, lobster, and Greek love. This being a family show, I can't spell out what Greek love is. But maybe you've tried all four at the same time. I haven't, I'm afraid to say. Well, I don't like lobster, but the other three I'm partial to. Right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching my channel and hearing me ramble on as I ramble around this field. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal to georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Right, toodaloo, everyone.